nothing heard. Any discussions and questions will take place right after the Channel 3 project as the net closes. For Ameron questions that are not answered on the website and to sign up for the Ameron Intelligence email list, email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That's sogmrsnet, sogmrsnet@gmail.com. This is week 195 of the Ameron Net. Stand by. Ameron stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of disaster and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate in the net. I spell Ameron phonetically. Alpha, Mike, Romeo, Romeo, Oscar, November. Stand by. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon to be able to have and share information during a disaster or extended power and or communications outage. To further that goal, it's also important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when the grid goes down and radio may be the only form of communication you have. You should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project. So I encourage you to stay tuned for the intelligence brief after roll call and switch channels on your radio and participate in using your Channel 3 at the end of this net. Stand by. This is a practice net. Visit www.amron.com to get the latest Ameron signals operating instructions. Join as a core member and see the latest Ameron information and more. Also, be sure to visit local Ameron webpage at soamron.com for a ton of information as well as early check-ins. We are family-friendly and want anyone with a license to feel free to talk, including children. So remember, it's not ham radio. Let's keep it simple. Stand by. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Also remember to announce your entire call sign at the end of your transmission and every 15 minutes when using this repeater. And I better do that. This is WQRR330. Stand by. Okay, the current Ameron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB3 check-ins before the net are with Roger, Rascal, Dewey, Dave, and Selma Snowman. Jackson County starts at 6, Illinois Valley starts at 6:15, and Grants Pass starts at 6:30. The Illinois Valley, Ameron Channel 3, FRS, and MERS check-ins are on Monday during the IVARC check-in with Craig and Judy. All other check-in Channel 3 checks are take place at the end of this net. If anyone is interested in being an Ameron operator and learning how simple it is to run a net for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Stand by. Okay, the dad joke. What do lawyers wear to court? Answer, lawsuits. Okay. The order of the net is as follows. Stand by. First we'll have announcements, then we'll have check-ins, then the online check-in confirmations, and then late and missed check-ins and visitors. After that, the Ameron intelligence brief. Last, the Channel 3 project, and then after the net closes, discussions and questions. Are there any announcements? Ladies first, Karen.
WRJX 359, Karen.
Go ahead, Karen. I can hear you.
I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have lots of topics of discussion. We support one another and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX 359 Karen. That's Nick Control.
Thank you, Karen. How about Craig 605? Can you hear me?
WRP tape 605, Craig, in O'Brien. Just wanted to let you know interference is not coming from the Illinois Valley. But anyway, I read you loud and clear. Have you copy?
Yeah, I copy you loud and clear. It's a little bit broken up from the interference, and we do know where the interference is coming from. We're in the process of tracking it right now, so go ahead. Even if it's broken up, we're gonna keep going. So let's go.
Well, the more they transmit, the better we can test. Good for that. Connecting the community one radio at a time. I have our Illinois Valley Amateur Radio Club. Community education activities and technical assistance. We meet every second Tuesday at 6 p.m. Wild River Pizza in Cave Junction. At 6:45 on Monday, we have three deaths. 6:45, we have an Amron test message where we respond and we give an emergency message that pertains to the local activities or events. That's every Monday night at 7 p.m. GMRS 462-6-GL-141-3. FRS, we have an Amron. After that, we have an Amron FRS 3 project. For FRS GMRS. Then there's an FRS graduate. Amron Murray's status 3 project. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have a gap at 146-0. Find more about it. Check us out at iVARC.org, our webpage. iVARC.org, post on iVARC.com, iVARC Facebook. Thank you, Ron, and thank you for doing the net.
Thank you, Craig. We heard about everything you said. It was a little broken up, but we could hear you and understand you. So your message got through. Let's see if Dewey is out there. Dewey, 605, you out there?